All right. We are live. All right. Who we have? Ramar, if you're there, text my phone so I know you want to come in, okay? All right. Let me add Elder Lawyer and let's go. 515-459-327. Lawyer, you're there. That's fine. You can put on your video if you would like. Elder Lawyer.
And if all right, I'm here.
Okay, can you put your video on or no?
Yes, sir.
Try it.
Yes, sir. Can you see me now?
Yeah, you're good. So you're there with Blog Talk. We're good to go. Let's open up the lines and let's talk about it. Another thing we'll need to do, okay? Check 1, 2. Okay, yeah, we're good there. All right, let's go here. All right, we're good. Okay, brothers and sisters, let's open up the line here. All right. 515-605-9327. The lines are now open. Starting with 336. Sunshine, I see you there, but I'm going to hold you off for a little bit because I know you have us on speed dial, so I still got you. 336 area code, then after that, 757 area code, the plan against Judah. The plan against Judah. Let's see. 336 area code. You're live. Shalom, you're live. Okay, I'm going to put 336 on hold. I'll be right back with you. We're going to 757 area code.
Hello?
757 area.
Shalom.
Shalom. Your name, location?
My name is Christian Fleetwood, and I'm from Newport News, Virginia.
Okay, talk to us. The floor is yours.
Yes, Elder. I do want to mention that I started watching you guys for about a year and a half now. Beforehand, I was raised up Baptist until I, came into the truth with you guys. And ever since then, I've been trying to pay attention, trying to dive more into the Bible to reach more understanding, especially in the time that we're living in now. Pertaining to how everything is going on, I feel as though prayer is the only key. And as far as sticking to the scriptures is like the only thing that our tribe or the children of Israel needs to do in order to get back in line with the Most High. Because it's stated over and over again about how the 12 tribes, how we went against his commandment, his codes, thus for kind of leading everything up to this point. So pertaining to that, I just... Personally, I'm still, in the learning process of, reaching more understanding of the Bible. So with that, I highly encourage that. And I do believe that that is the key that will bring us out of the troubles that we are now facing.
Well, the whole thing is we have to also be able to identify our true role. Like, where's your starting point? You said you've just been learning. What is the objective of this awakening? Let me ask you that. If there's one thing, what is your duty as a newly awakened child of Israel?
As of right now, I would say that my intentions are just to, try to lean in closer to the Most High, to his voice, to find out like what's my true meaning like here on earth. Pertaining to everything else, with that, I'm trying to learn more about the God that kind of created me, to help me make the best decisions in this lifetime, so in the next I can make him proud. So as of right now, my main goal is my main purpose. Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 21 right now. My birthday is next Friday, so I'll be turning 22 soon.
Man, that's absolutely amazing. Praise the Most High. You have a Bible with you?
Yes.
Okay. Grab your Bible.
All right. That was me for a moment. I had to leave out of my room because I got you playing both on my Xbox and my phone. So
right now, my birthday
is next. Oh, my God. Yes, I have my Bible.
Okay, great. Great, young man. Go to Isaiah 49.
All right, I'm at Isaiah 49.
Read the fifth verse.
And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel.
Hold up, brother. Hold up, listen to me, follow me. So when you get to the comma, stop. Do it. When you get to the comma, stop. Read it again.
Okay. And now that the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him.
Okay, so you will form in the womb as a servant of the Almighty to do what?
To bring Jacob back to him.
That's your purpose. Your purpose as a young man with this newly found truth, you must be directed into understanding your end goal. Your end goal starts with, okay, where do I begin? It's one and the same. This is why Christ was born. To bring Jacob back to the Most High. The Gentiles have been exploiting us. Why? Because we don't have enough leaders, people willing to stand up to protect Jacob and bring them back under the hedge of the Almighty. That's your job, your duty. You have to be taught to do so. You got it?
Time for that, Elder. Yes, sir. I do have a question for you. As far as the location that I'm in Virginia,
yeah.
I'm within the Newport News area, Newport News Hampton area. Do you know a location that's near me?
Yes, I do. I'm going to write down your number. Matter of fact, send an email to gocc.south@yahoo.com, and I'm going to get somebody from Virginia to get to you.
Okay, and that was gocc.south@yahoo?
South. Yeah, this is amazing. I'm smiling, brother, because you don't realize this. My father was born Newport News, Virginia. It's amazing.
Yes.
You see how the Most High brings things around full circle. Who would have known? All right. The same place my father was born, we're bringing Jacob again to the Most High. You know? All right, brother. So send an email and come work in this vineyard with us. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Elder. You have a blessed one.
Well, thank you. Bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah. Elder Lawyer, let me ask you. Just your opinion on this real quick, right, before I open up the lines. You notice I showed an example earlier of how out of nowhere we cultivated a culture of our own, like making DJs and mixing and rapping, because we were left out and had to create our own. Just this has been us since slavery.
Yeah.
A culture that's respected throughout the whole earth, organically made out of our oppression, right? jazz, all of that, rhythm and blues, rap, DJ. What is this thing that happens with our people that will allow other people to come in, like DJ Khaled, DJ Vlad, and others, and just come in and not only usurp and take from our oppression-made gifts and art, but actually get respected amongst our people for an art we created? What is that, if you can quantify that?
It seems that we seem to be very hospitable, very loving and very trusting when it comes to people outside of our culture. Inside of our culture, or inside of our, I guess you would say, our nationality, we tend to be a little different. We're a little standoffish, we're a little bit more brutish with each other. But when you have others on the outside of us, and we've all seen it growing up, things that we do naturally, we see ourselves do it, we see those of our community do it, and we just think we're supposed to be able to do these things. It's normal. But we see someone, you know, mimic an inkling of a dance that we can do, or an inkling of someone of another nationality that could rap or dance a little bit, or, you know, sing a little bit. You know, we laud it and we praise it to the high heavens. And for some reason, I don't know, I wouldn't be able to quantify it. I know scripturally it speaks about why we tremors to find love from the other nations. It's like we seek this relationship and this love and this acceptance from the other nations to the point where we'll give over every bit of ourselves, the art form, we'll give over our soul just to have one of these people accept us and feel accepted within our culture. But slowly but surely, we start to realize that, as it was with jazz, as they come into the culture, what tends to happen is they find a way to slowly but surely edge us out. They make the art form less complex. They make it a little bit easy to be done. Where, you know, growing up a DJ, I mean, for lack of a better term, a DJ was almost seen as a magician, someone to be able to deal with that art form.
Yeah. I remember the scratching, man. These cats was just crazy.
Yeah.
Whoever would think to take a record and spin it backwards and start and make that a beat? I'm like, if we're not the salt of the earth, I used to go to 15 right there on Susquehanna Avenue and see the rap battles and the pop battles, and I'm like, this happened organically out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just to allow some other people just to come through and say, well, I'll take that.
And think about it, when they take it over, it's not like they enhance it and take it to another level. They take it and they simplify it to the point where it's no longer necessary for us. Think about what a DJ used to be and what a DJ is now. Just using that as an example. A DJ now is just somebody who just plays tracks consecutively at a party. It's no art form. It's nothing to it. You know, so, you know, with us opening the door, okay, like King Hezekiah opening that door. I believe it was King Hezekiah opening that door for Nebuchadnezzar to come in.
Yeah.
To see the inner works of the temple. When that happens, it comes at a price. And it usually comes with us being etched out, us being further pushed into captivity, us further losing a part of ourselves. And it's just a continual cycle. But
yeah, yeah. I was checking it out today, man. And it's like, I've been looking at it for a while. And I'm like, you would think that we would have gotten over the Elvis complex, the Elvis imposition already. You know what I mean? Elvis hanging out. Look, you know, he's looking at Jackie Wilson, and next thing you know, he got a pair of black silk tight pants on, trying to be Jackie Wilson, and he becomes the king. And I'm like, it's just over and over again, the gifts of the Most High given us. For once, I would like to see us benefit from it. For what, you know? But we get in there. You know what? Matter of fact, believe it or not, I don't think I have to wait. We're being forced to have to. We're being backed into a corner to where we're going to need to, we're going to have to support and be behind one another. Be careful what we ask for, right? Because here we go.
Yes, sir.
thank you, Elder Lloyd. 561 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, you're live.
Okay. I'm the one that I texted you, the Brother Harold from the South Florida body, the truck driver.
Okay.
I'm the one that texted about sponsoring the four people for the Bible Academy.
Okay, so you want to sponsor four separate people. Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna take you up on that. Four people
yeah,
you
I need
to bring in, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
I tried to do it.
You're in this current academy right now?
No, I'm on the road. I've been in nine of them. I'm on the road now. I drive trucks, so I can't study it. But what I can do to contribute and bring more people back under the hedge and under the fold of the Most High, I'm going to do that every academy. Every new academy, I'm going to try to sponsor four people.
Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, I got to try to do my part. Yeah, but let me tell you something. If you're missing this academy, I know you've been in others, but man, some of the literature we're bringing out right now, even if you're on the road, you can look at the rebroadcast. You don't have to be there Sunday to get the information. You know that, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I'm just saying. There's a lot of information there, but I'll call you one-on-one, and we can still be able to work something out. Because some of the white papers and how we're transitioning into this thing is each academy gets more and more, you know, not only just intent, but more clear when it comes to the understanding. Yeah. All right?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, brother. There's some feedback there. I'm going to place you on hold. And, Harold, I'm going to call you so that we can deal with those four people you want to sponsor. And I really appreciate it, brother.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
So, okay, look who just moseyed on in. Elder Ramar. How you doing, Elder Ramar?
Hey, Shalom. Is my audio good?
Hey, man. You sounding good? Let's go. I mean, you know, I had a serious conversation with you while we were putting together this the broadcast tonight on the topic, and I just wanted to know in particular, is there anything that you wanted to say based on the topic? This is the regional elder over the Texas area. For those who don't know, Elder Ramar, talk to us, brother. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Well, definitely Shalom, Elder Ricard, Elder Lawyer. And y'all covered so much and hit the nail right on the head with this topic tonight. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to maybe highlight a point of what y'all were dropping. But it kind of goes in with Nehemiah. Y'all went into Nehemiah. So we're talking about, you know, getting back to having our own businesses and dealing within our own community. The thing that came to my mind was, okay, once we start doing that, how do we now protect what we've, you know, established when building those businesses, right? So I was thinking about the Black Panther Party, because when you look at the Black Panther Party, they had set up their own police to police the communities, right? And, of course, we know there were some communist elements working within the Black Panther Party and all of that, but one thing we can take from that is, when you look at the drugs that are coming into our neighborhoods, the guns that are coming into our neighborhoods, all those type of things. So now once we start getting these businesses and our own communities established again, how do we now protect that? You see what I'm saying? So how Nehemiah was doing it, I'm looking, okay, we need to set up our authority over our communities so that when these drugs and these guns and things come into our neighborhoods, we can protect our businesses. Because think about it, Elder. When you have all these Black Lives Matter protests, they call them protests, these riots. And even before that, going back to like Watts, what was the first thing when we rioted to go up and smoke? it was always black businesses, right?
Yeah.
We're destroying our own communities and our own businesses. So who's going to be the person to actually protect those things? You see what I'm saying? So having our own, you know, authority in place versus having the police they give us, because we already know what we're dealing with that and the corruption that can come in and can come with that. So, you know, just looking at Nehemiah and how he did it, I'm just looking at, you know, highlighting that point as far as, you know, now once we start building our community back, how do we now keep it protected from the crime that's now coming in, pouring in, that the other nations may use to try to get us to, you know, bait in to the gang culture and the drug culture and all those type of things. So that was one point that I would highlight in this topic. And then one question I had with the Super Bowl article you brought out is one question, and that's pretty much it I have for, you know, what I had to say was, so here it is, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who was the president and vice president who our people begged for, are now in office. So you mean to tell me now there's still black extremism? Like, how is it that now Trump's no longer president, but there's still black extremists that are upset? You see what I'm saying? So that was the question I had. Like, you know, it just goes to show just how absurd this whole black extremism thing is and how they're using it and how they're going to use it. Because at this point, we should be totally happy because Trump's no longer president. So black extremists should be extinct now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why are they still trying to push this black extremist thing when the racist is gone? So what are black people upset about now that the racist is gone? I'm going to tell you, man, they're going to beat this Trump horse, you know, until it's pulverized in the dog food. I mean, think about this. They're still talking about impeaching a guy who's no longer in office. I'm like, so how long are you going to use this Trump figure to incinerate people when the media can easily have them just go away by not even talking about it? It's ugly. The guy's gone. What you want to impeach him for? So the whole thing is it's utterly ridiculous. They want. How can you sell black extremism now when you got the two people you wanted? You got Biden, and you have Kamala, who's supposed to be a black woman, when really. Y'all have Kamala Imhoff. And some people are like, who is Kamala Imhoff? You know, her husband's name is Imhoff, okay? Mm. So you got Kamala Imhoff and you got Biden. So what is this black extremist thing you're trying to push when black people should be happy at this point with the races gone? It doesn't matter who's in there. What they're saying, And I know this is what you're highlighting, Ramar, is that they're still demonizing us anyway, regardless of party. They were talking about blacks and NFAC, and I'm going to get you sucker type organizations made up through government. We're the not effing around crew, sucker. Yeah, and we coming with guns. They were trying to push that with Trump, but there's no Trump, and you're still talking about black separatists and black extremists. If anything, it seems to me the whole black movement have went silent on the Democrat side.
Yeah.
Ever since the election, everyone black's been silent. So there is no black people looking to do any terrorism or nothing. We're trying to escape the terrorism.
Exactly.
The chemical and terrorism that comes with this campaign. Anything else, Ramar?
Well, just and within that, you know, I know Ice Cube was speaking out before the election. So then I was looking at where's Ice Cube now? He was saying all of that. You know, maybe he is doing some things and looking to do some things, but now it's his time to meet with the party that said that they wouldn't meet with him until after they got elected. So I'm looking to see if he's going to now meet with these demands that he had for black people, not minorities, but black people. Because now we see who the minorities are. We see that the minorities are actually everyone but us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, with these executive orders.
I tell you what, don't hold your breath waiting for them to call Ice Cube up with a plan for Black America. That's all they were saying. Well, why are you going to come with it now, getting in our way when we can? Why don't we get him in office and then he'll call you up? Everyone said that. Where's Ice Cube right now?
Right.
It seems like he's in the bunker that Kamala's husband was in.
Yep.
Before the election, we didn't even know she was married to a guy named Imhoff.
Right. They
done pulled him out of the basement and told Ice Cube to go down there.
Yeah, and a lot of people still don't know that she's married to him. Like, how often do they show him on TV with her?
Hey, man, listen. Only thing I have to say is we've been played as a people once again. We've been played again. Anything else?
That was pretty much it, Elder. Great show. Hopefully, you know, as a people, we'll understand that when it comes to, you know, building the kingdom, like you have said, like you others have brought out, the kingdom is within us. It's up to us to bring forth this kingdom. You know, looking for handouts and looking to the socialist society for you know, this to happen is not going to happen. So we have to do it ourselves.
Absolutely. We're not waiting. We're not waiting for something to change where there's a come to, quote unquote, the proverbial Jesus moment. And the powers that be says, well, you know what? We're going to give all of you what you really deserve. We're not going to wait for that moment. The kingdom is within us. It's time to circle the wagons and say, listen, let's get on these laws, statutes, and commandments and bring God's people back together and support one another. Thank you, Ramar.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The water. Bless y'all.
Okay. Bless you. Now, I want to show this real quick because a lot of people probably didn't know when I said Kamala Imhoff, and she has the right to marry anyone she wants. That's her priority, and I wish her all the best. But where was this guy during the campaign, during the presidential campaign? Anyone? Now, I'm not against, people can choose to marry whatever they want to marry. That's their choice. But it wasn't politically advantageous for her to actually, as a proud wife, run with her husband right next to her. Because why? They used her to claim that this would be the Black woman's opportunity in office to become the first vice president. They would not have, they would, politically, it didn't go over well. It wouldn't have went over well if she would have had this guy right next to her. They'd been like, well, no. But here it is. So there's going to be other people really calling shots from the White House. And if you believe that he's just a second wheel, you have a lot to learn when it comes to politics. It's called handlers. Let's go. Okay, we want to get Sunshine in here. She's been waiting. Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. The plan against Judah. Come on, sister. Let's go.
Hello?
Bless you, sister.
Hello? Hi, elders. Hi, how are you? Bless
I'm
you,
blessed
elders.
By the best.
Hi. And his name is Ahiah, praise the Most High. elders, the plan against Judah is now clearly seen with our eyes open, like you were saying, by grace of the Most High. At least those of us who want to see and hear the truth, we as Israel or Gentiles for Christ cannot see in hindsight exactly what has been done to the children of Israel in the past and what is in foresight coming down at us day to day and onward as Titans, either the desire to rule over us, you know, and do whatever it is they want with our bodies to continue using us up and spitting us out, or as they have done from the days of old to now, they're outright just wanting to kill us on the spot. if we don't like readily let them do it, you know, or fall into their code, you know, they just want to kill us. And not only are they monitoring how we operate under every circumstance, but they are also prepping us to, again, blame blacks for operating outside of preventative medicine. So more blacks not taking the flu shots is like the officials now saying that this is the same way that blacks are not trusting in the jab, that we are not at all following health protocols and thereby should be deemed the terrorist threats. So it's like we're the terrorists against like the remainder of the live population or the nations, you know, against the Gentile nations. So in other words, we're like so-called hardened, and we're to them the disease against all others, those holding positions such as such as Biden's tranny health associate Levine has. They can now, with their cohorts in medical license, subdue this so-called black terrorist threat, even though we know they do lie. And all the shenanigans that they do, they're using like multi-layers of destruction, willfully, you know, tearing us apart, putting Northern against Southern Kingdom. Like even with that executive order that you brought out with the Asians and Pacific Islanders, either they're using our Northern tribes against us, or they're actually meaning Asians exclusively, but doing the same thing like they do with us, saying that minority, but not minority when it comes to financial support. And all those conspiring against us know that we have no king in this world amongst us in the political scope to protect us. But as Christ says, and every elder has been saying, the kingdom of heaven is within us. So like you're saying, and Elder Lawyer and Elder Amal was saying, and Elder Lawyer was reading, that we built this country, each and every skill and specialization a person could ever have, we possessed and shared with others. And then we were raped or stolen from by others, from as simple as the nail salons, you know, all the way to forging metal and fires, to ordering thousands. We ruled. And these same skills we came off of the slave ships with, we still possess to this day. But we operate in this kind of lackluster and have taken on this mentality of that shiftless slave or wench, you know, that is good for nothing but serving. Yeah, it is. It's like a brokenness that occurred in slavery that we are slowly letting go. But
right now,
it's doable. It's doable. It's doable that we can inevitably, we can, just like how we put down the Cesar Borgia, white Christ, and know that our Lord and Savior is black and true and holy and pure, we can put it down. But this is not, and this whole thing that they're painting of us is not true of us at all, because we are the blood and the bones of the kingdoms of the world. And literally, since these cities are built on blood, with their hands blood. But like you say, elders, we have all the cards at our fingertips, and all the nations are daily operating under a spirit of fear. They project that spirit on us, and because of our ignorance. But as we have been perpetually enslaved under them, it appears that these same nations that got rich off of us and know it have for all these centuries dwelled, you know, like fatly and waxing great, but are terribly and deathly afraid of us or our will, the same difference the Most High put in us and our rightful place as rulers of this earth. So the conspirators could clearly see Judah's power for years and have only found multiple ways to mock us in their daily fare of our rise by grace. So our birth pains, as they quicken every waking Israelite to the truth, with our birth pains quickening, their birth pains quicken too, and they fare, and the fare inhabits their members and their quarters as they move towards their judgment given to them by our righteous
God. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, just to say that they're afraid, elders, and their judgment is coming by our righteous power. That's all I wanted to say. Praise the higher. Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High.
There she goes. She did that all in one breath. All right. Here we go. I don't know how you do it, girl. I mean, I'm going to tell you, she takes and she's going to let it roll for about 6-7 minutes. I have to call Guinness on you with that thing. Well, you be bringing it. Here it is right here, right? Boom. one of our famous Negro whisperers, right here. Someone sent this to me. Let me make sure I can get this up real quick. Here go a Negro whisperer. Listen to this.
A Negro whisperer, huh?
Yeah, Tyler Perry. they got a few of them. The Negro whisperer. Boy, they just let COVID-19 in the white community. What's up with that title? Is something wrong with that? COVID-19 in the black community. Hey, folks, is this not an insult to our intelligence? What cross-dressing entertainer represents all white people? Okay? So when we talk about the plan against Judah, we have to also be able to break down and highlight Negro whisperers to know that who these incentivized enemies against God's people. Okay? Like the Oprahs, like this guy here. This guy made his bones as a cross-dressing grandma to give advice to black women. I mean, are you kidding me? And it's time that we say, you know what? No longer will we hear these people. You have no clout. Excuse me. I mean, just think about this, folks. Can you imagine Bruce Lee in full drag representing the Chinese people? And then come back and give an announcement on what should be right for Chinese people? Dude, you Madea. We're not trying to hear nothing from you when it comes to what's best for black people. Let me show. Madea goes to jail, and now Madea goes to jail, and now he's the black whisperer. Let me type this in. Madea goes to jail. It's time we point this stuff out, man. It's time we start pointing this stuff out, straight out. This is the one who's telling you, hold up, fair use. This is the one who's telling you right now what you should do with the COVID 45 vaccine. Fair use. If you want to know who's telling you, who's talking to the black community about getting jabbed, here he or she goes right here. Look how he's represent. Look what he's showing when it comes to our sisters. There it is, this February. The Black Whisperer are telling us what we need to do about the COVID 45 jab. It's time that we start calling these people out. When it says Jeremiah 14:2, Judah mourneth in the gates thereof languish, they are black unto the ground. It means when it says the gates thereof languish, there's no leadership. That void is it's so open. That chasm is so vast that cross-dressing actors have now become the voice for black America. More calls. 336 area code. And no one's calling this stuff out. Like, how can a guy in a dress give me advice on what to do? 816.
I want to let them know that she hasn't received her order. It's a new order. Charlotte. Okay, they was wondering. So I'm waiting on. I got to pull up the.
What my man doing? My man, what he, you know, you know, I want extra, onions and extra gravy on the rice, side of plantains. 347 area code.
Shalom, Elder. Hi. This is
Shalom,
Cora.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Blessed by the best. This is Cora Corbin from Staten Island. Yeah. And you were talking about how we should, you were talking about us and our businesses standing together as business. About 20 or so odd so years ago, when I was back in St. Louis, I used to patronize this one black merchant. It was a business the sons were running that the father had started, the hair care products. And I patronized them until they went out of business. And I tried to find, every time I went to a beauty store, I saw an Oriental face, which really irked me for them to be selling me our hair products. It would have been okay if it was just generic, but products for black people and an Oriental face selling it to me. But finally, I have found the solution since on your website, gatheringofchrist.org, where we have the, the merchants selling things. And then just recently on Facebook, one of my friends that I met, I have some friends on Facebook I've never seen personally, but we became friends just from being in the truth and connecting that way. And one of them, she posted in one of the Hebrew forums her new products. And so I said, I found a source to buy my products once again from black hair products from black people. So that's my source now. But yeah. I got one quick question. When you were talking about the laws on the Sabbath lesson, there's this one law that the Most High gave that I just can't really understand. Now, I understand the reasons for most all the other laws, but I haven't understood the reason why not to mix fabrics. What's the repercussion for mixing your fabrics?
Well, there is no repercussion for that, because really what it comes down to is because when the Most High said that you're not supposed to mix one linen with the other, it's because of the adverse effects that usually happens to our skin. Fabrics weren't made to be mixed without causing some level of irritation. And the Most High is so perfect in his law, he didn't even want our skin irritated. So when it comes to cotton breathes naturally, and it's a good, it's a real good fabric made from plants that was actually made to benefit the skin and benefit the body. It breathes, you understand? Yes. So, and not only that, we're under grace to some degree. It's not like we need to look at something and say, okay, that's polyester. So, no, you're not going to get judged for having a polyester suit.
Right.
You know, understand, we're not under the power in which we can actually control our own fabrics, own linens, and things of that nature. But the Most High did it so that we would stay healthy people. That's what the law was about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Bless you.
Thank you. All right.
More so when it comes to clothing, you have to just make sure you're wearing modest apparel. Okay. All right. 816 area code.
Hello. Shalom. Can you hear me?
Shalom. How are you?
Well,
I got to come back with you, brother. There's a lot of roughness going on with that phone. 712-409 area code. I'll come back to you, brother.
You did that other.
I know it's there.
Anyway, now you get it. I hear you. I can hear you. Stop lying.
Oh, my God. They playing cards? Jeez, stop lying. Oh, my goodness. Huh? Getting between a fight. 386 area code. We must come together, people. 386 area code.
Hello?
Bless you. You're live with the Gathering of Christ Church, the plan against Judah.
Hi, so my name is Therese, and I'm from GOC, Florida. So today I work for a Fortune 500 company, and we've been working at home since last March. today I got an email from my the corporate. They're saying if we take the vaccine, the jab, we'll get 4 hours of sick leave and plus $100 on our next paycheck.
Goody, goody. So what you going to do?
Yeah. I'm not going to take it. I'm planning on taking it all.
Yeah, the whole thing, sister, is, and I spoke to other people who were talking about this. Here's the reality of it. There's no way an employer can force someone to take or to get a medical procedure. Okay? Mm-hmm. They can't do it. Now, they can make life hard for you at the job, you know, in a way of trying to, you know, force you to walk away. But all in all, these giveaways that they're actually giving people are under the COVID program, in which they're actually paying people. You know, these are incentives that are perks that are given to corporations to make sure their employees actually get the stuff. So as long as you know better, you know anyone that's actually taking up these offers?
No, I don't really talk to a lot of my coworkers since we've been working from home. Maybe a few of them, but I don't really talk to them personally. I only talked to one, and she doesn't plan on taking it because she said when she grew up, her mom barely vaccinated her.
Yeah, and good for her. But, you know, mainstream media might get mad at you all because they're saying not enough blacks are coming forward. Not enough black people are actually offering themselves up as sacrifices. What do you think about that?
Yeah. True, because I see a lot of people, like you and my family, a lot of them are very scared about the vaccine, about the COVID, and they get very paranoid and everything. So I really see that with all my family and some of my friends. So, but most of my friends kind of know the truth, so they're avoiding that.
Yeah, well, hopefully, if it be the Most High's will, this thing will just magically, and I think it's going to happen where it's going to go away with a campaign. I think they use this wave to try to get as many sacrifices as possible. But now looking at mainstream media, I noticed that all of their commercials now, the actors are not wearing their masks. So if that's telling us anything, they're transitioning off of this. But they're going to try to get as many human sacrifices as possible between now and the summer. And I pray that you warn others not to get caught up into this this trip to Valhalla. Okay?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Thank you, Elder. It's been a
pleasure. All right, bless you. All right, bless you. Hey,
you
our people
too.
Over here. Right. Hey, one thing about it, Elder Lawyer, I'll tell you this. It seems like we have a well-informed, elders, we have a well-informed audience. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
to the Most High.
I mean, right now, let me tell you, man, it's about getting these sacrifices. They're stacking bodies right now. Sacrifices to the fallen gods, okay? Voluntarily. So it's good to know that our people are at least informed enough to say, you know what? I'm going to sit back and see how this thing shakes out. Right? All right, let's get the next call. 279 area code. I'm going to take a few calls in the next 15 minutes, and then that'll be the end of our broadcast, The Plan Against Judah. Talk to us. Hello. 279 area code. Okay.
Hello?
Place that on hold. I'm going to bring you back. That's one thing I noticed, Elders, is that when you can see the mood, you can look at the media, and usually the media let us know the trend, which way things are trending. And when this COVID thing first happened, this whole campaign this year of scaring the populations while they do a reset and set up the New World Order system to end up vaccinating and depopulating the world and marking people with the beast, one thing I noticed almost immediately, all the commercials changed, and it was utterly ridiculous, where everyone is walking around in the commercial now, in a canned setting for a commercial, in a studio with a mask on. McDonald's, no matter what, they had a mask on. I'm like, hold up, this is, hold up now. This is actually a controlled environment to do commercials. Why are they wearing the mask in the commercials? That's when I knew it was all propaganda, right out of nowhere. They reported that it was killing it. It's going to do all these things, and all the commercials now, which were already pre-recorded, you had people wearing masks. I'm like, man, it's something else with this crap. And if you listen to the parrot they got, who's doing more, you know, this guy's in front of the podium more than Biden. I'm speaking of the guy, the doctor, whoever his name is, one came up with the fake HIV causes AIDS thing. Anyway, this guy said that, listen, the more masks you wear, the better. You don't need one mask. Sometimes you got to layer that thing with two or three. You know, I'm like, listen. I'm waiting for him to come just outright and say, listen, instead of two or three masks that can smother you half to death, it's best for us to release a silverback gorilla on you so he can hold you down and choke you out and die already. Okay, while wearing your three masks. I'm waiting for him to roll that out. The silverback gorilla, you know, who can really make sure you're not breathing with the three masks, you know, at the same time. So this guy said, this guy came out and said, yeah, sometimes you wear one, two, three, four masks if you need so. You know, the more masks, the better. Die already. Stop breathing. Okay, 279 area code. 279 area code. 279.
You're hey, live. How you doing? How you doing, Elder? How you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed Hello? By the best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my daughter, the one Diamond, she even had that shirt that said "Blessed by the Best" with the fringes on it, sir. I've been a long time listener. You guys, you and Elder Lawyer, I listened to all your lessons from Enoch, the teleportals, all the way back into healing ones. I watch all of them all the time. Your old ones, every single one. When you and Elder Lawyer was behind the little, looked like two little motel doors, all the way when you was out there on the milk crate, breaking it down to the people, all the way out there and in the UK, when you was getting on the Rastafarian doctrine. You taught me so much. I was working with you, Elder. They killed my baby Monday night. They took her from me. I got.
Oh my God! They sort of just dropped that on me on top of congratulating us on a. Lord, you just pulled me all the way up. Give me the bad
14
news
years
first,
old, Elder. We got a Ahia on our front door. We got a Ahia Bahashim Yeshire on our wall. We got all type of stuff on our house. The house was keeping our daughter safe. And like you said, as soon as we separated from our daughter, as soon I tried, I fought tooth and nail. They were yelling at me, telling me I could not go with my daughter. I was saying, please, can I go? I got videotape of me recording them. They was injecting my baby. They was putting air into her. She had big old air bubbles in her. They was not doing stuff right out there. They took her out. They said her she was at 91. Then they said, no, she's at 98. I said, is that good? They said, that's great. And then when she got to the hospital, the doctor said she came in dead. So on the ride there, they killed my baby out there under the guise of gold, under COVID. So they separated me, saying I couldn't be with her.
Hold up, brother. Let me just put out allegedly, I don't know about anything. You just blindsided me with that. How old was your child?
So sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that something happened.
She's 14. She's 14, sir. She's 14. Her birthday will be next month. We don't celebrate them, but, you know,
okay.
Her birthday will be next month.
Let's start over. Hold up. Let's start over because you're talking too quick. Start over.
Yes, sir.
14.
Yes, sir.
What was wrong with your daughter? I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry for your loss. What was wrong with your daughter?
I guess she was sick. She wasn't feeling good. She was weak. So what we did, we end up, you know, we don't go, you know, we don't
stick
we don't,
with me. Stick
we don't
with
really, we don't really do the doctor like that, you know. So
stick
what
me.
I did,
stick,
she wasn't
with
feeling
me.
Good, so
brother,
I didn't go to
brother.
The doctor, sir.
If you want to, brother, do you hear me talking? Because I'm trying to steer this with it's
yes,
not
sir.
Anything.
Yes,
that,
sir.
All right, when
yes,
you
sir,
hear
I
me,
you.
Please talk with me. All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to work
yes,
with you here.
Yes, sir.
Did she have any pre-existing conditions?
No, sir.
So she was perfectly fine at first.
Yes, 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 sir. It started around Thursday night. Thursday night, she said she wasn't
okay.
feeling too good, and then Friday was our
she
Sabbath.
Was?
So you know, Friday is our Sabbath. So that's the day healing. You know, that's the day Yeshua frees the ladies from the demons. You know, we read her John 5. You know, so our Sabbath is day. So we know we're gonna be healed. Okay, so Friday was good. Saturday, she was great.
All right, brother, listen.
Out.
All right, brother. I'm sorry to hear about your loss, but there's so many things coming out at one time with the trauma. Let me call you separately from this broadcast. This is not the place for this, all right?
Yes, sir.
One second. But I know you're dealing with a lot at once, and I don't want to give this
it needs proper attention. It's fine. Hey, sir, I would like to speak to the rest of the church. I want the church. I'll try to get my emotions under control. And if I can't do it, then I'll meet you offline. But I really believe that I need to share this with the GOCC family, sir.
Hey,
and
I try my best. Listen to me. Brother, listen to me. I'm going to take your name. And after I talk with you, then you can share something with the GOCC body, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Hermes Rutu. But my real name is Angel. My screen name is Hermes, but
right.
my real name is Angel.
Okay, Angel, I'm going to call you up tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, bless you. Okay, there's a lot of things going on. I'm sorry to hear about what happened, but I really need to, you know, really sit down and listen to you. And the broadcast in passing with only a few minutes to talk isn't the correct form for that, so... And I want to I want this to have its due diligence so that there is some negligence. I can speak to you on how you can, what recourse you have, okay? But this is not the place for that. And I'm sorry to hear about your loss. Okay? Now, 732 area code.
Hey, elders, how are you doing? I'm going to get straight to the point. I just heard that last brother, and I feel so bad for him. But what you've done for the community, I mean, everywhere, everybody, and I'm going to keep it short. I do HVAC, so I'm going to get on topic. I could teach somebody something. Christ was a carpenter, then, you know what I'm saying? I'm a carpenter, too. Any way I could help out, that's what I'll do. And that's it. I really can't hear you guys because I got you muted. I'm on order. I've watched you guys for years. It's about order with you guys. So, and I don't want to keep you long, but that's all I really wanted to say. I can teach people how to live off of heat, air conditioning, and all of that. And that's all, brothers. But condolences to my
Where
brother
you live
before.
At, Where do you live?
I'm on the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. And you
Asbury
say,
Park.
Are you a professional carpenter?
I am. I have a license.
Okay, so that means you can
I do work for somebody. I work for one of the biggest, you know, everybody has their gas companies. In every region,
but you don't have
I
to,
do that.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me where you work. Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to lay out your resume. I just need you in particular to tell me. You do sheetrock and all that?
I've done that prior, but sheetrocking is so much different than, and I've come up to that level from the ground up,
okay.
And I've been blessed.
So you are a carpenter. Yeah, you are a carpenter. Okay. All
right.
So
right, but...
Since you volunteered, No, listen, since you're volunteering some work as a carpenter, that's woodwork, you'll be getting a call. We need you.
But it's bigger than that. Like, it's not just woodwork. I've done all of that to get here, where it's more as far as if your heat goes down, I can help you out with little things. You don't have to pay anybody.
Well, don't worry about it.
And I get you right. Elder,
yeah.
I don't want to keep you long, but it's just about the work with the brothers.
All right, let's work.
I didn't want to keep you long. I wanted to stay on topic.
Let me have your name.
Lamont Leach.
Nice to meet you, Lamont. And bless you, we'll be calling you.
Okay,
bless
sir.
Bless
you.
The plan against Judah. The enemy has a saying to keep their friends close and their enemies even closer. Well, Amalek, the synagogue of Satan's Romans plans against the children of Israel, starting with our people, Judah, is in full gear. They've tried mass incarceration, flooded our neighborhoods with drugs and guns, have incentivized the women against the men, turned the men against the women, and they've used and still using immigration through social engineering to replace us, as I speak. While ramping up the euthanasia program, which is now killing our elderly, and at the same time chemically sterilizing our youth. Last but not least, Edom, Esau is his name, have replaced our strong spiritual leaders with freaks. All right? Perverted reprobates who are literally masquerading as civil rights leaders. It literally makes one wonder, do we stand a chance with all these evils aimed towards our people? Is there a chance for the remnant of Israel and Judah who could withstand this onslaught of Jacob's trouble? Is it a way in which we can stand victorious, protected by our God, like Moses and the children of Israel were protected while surviving the tyranny of Egypt? Let's consider the ways of old which lead our people to victory by comparing our current events with past experiences, reasoning righteously to help those who can receive while there's still time. I'm going to tell you it's sad to hear some of these stories, but there's a silver lining in all this. Now, when things are happening to our families, our people through this work are able to put two and two together and realize exactly what's happening to us and to our family. At one time, things would happen. People would die in our family, things would happen. And it was all a coincidence, and we would lay our families down without any answers to what really happened. Okay, so I thank the Most High that now our people are waking up and saying, well, hold up. They've been getting us sick for a long time. They've been using chemicals in our systems. They've been poisoning our foods. They've been injecting us with diseases, claiming that they were autoimmune hereditary diseases passed down from our grandfather. They have been straight aiming death and destruction through syringes against our children. And if this ministry have done anything, I thank the Most High that this has been that this ministry here have been aimed towards what? Healing and preventing sicknesses, getting to the core weaponry that was prophesied in the book of Revelations about what the scorpions coming up and stinging the people for 5 months, stinging them for a time period where the people are walking around wishing they would die, but still is living, like most people being diagnosed with diabetes and all these other things. Folks, the core weapon against our people that's more deadlier than any gun are in the syringes. And if anything, I'm glad our people are fully informed and know exactly what's going on in their lives right now and the weaponry that's formed against their family. 832 area code. Only got a few more. 832. Oh, somebody making beats. We got all types of things going on tonight. Well, making beats. Lord have mercy, help us. All right, let me go down the line. We have a few more calls to make. A few more. Let's see here. Who did we miss? Yeah, they're getting it crunk. At the end of the world, it's all good. 904 area code.
Hello?
Shalom, you're live with the Gathering of Christ Church.
Oh, man. Shalom, elders. My name is Travis. I was originally from the Florida body. I just moved to Texas. And I had called you a few months ago stating that you're my hero, man. I appreciate everything that you do, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. But my question is, I've never experienced the Academy. I want to purchase the most recent Academy and five previous Academies on DVD. How do I obtain it? Like right
hey,
now.
You don't
like,
gotta worry. Hey, you're saying nothing but a word. I'm gonna give your number. We had a brother that's actually set up to get this thing done. He's gonna call you and he's gonna give you everything you need.
Okay.
All right. Let me get your name. Let me get your name.
All right. My name is Travis. My phone number is 904.
Five past academies. All on DVD.
Yeah, man.
All
like,
on DVD.
For real, because to be honest with you, I wasn't in position to purchase or to partake in any academy. And all praises to the Most High that he was able to put me in position to go ahead and, you know, give back to the kingdom. So at the end of the day,
right.
You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate the body for baptism in Vero Beach. It was just a beautiful experience, man. I mean, when we went there, I went there with a friend. We all got baptized. We were in all white. It was just a beautiful experience, man. And ever since then, I've been following you guys for about 3 to 4 years. And it's just been a beautiful experience. You know, I appreciate everything that you and Elder Lawyer, big ups to Elder Lawyer. I've been trying to get in contact with you via email, man, about this purchase. But, you know, I appreciate everything that you guys do, and I appreciate it. I do want to make this purchase. Like, if you call me tonight, I'm making this purchase, like, right now.
Well, I'm going to give his number to you, to him tomorrow. Your number will be given to him tomorrow. To him tomorrow, James, look for a phone call.
Be
expecting a call, and we're going to see how much we can get to you. I know we just started boxing the videos, but these videos were specifically for those who are already in the academy. So the first batch goes to those in the academy who just wanted to make sure that purchase, because you can put it, we're going to make it where it's like books. We can put it on the shelves, but the rest of your books, open it up and your DVDs are right there. So the first batch goes to those who are in the academy. So usually this is a caveat for those who are actually in the academy as an option for purchase. We're really not doing the thing where we're looking in past five, even though we have the videos there. But we're going to see. I can't promise you because it's out of my, you know, out of my position when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
That's separate.
Right.
But I'm going to give you the number to the brother who's in charge of that and see what we can do for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, man. And again, man, I truly love you, man. Man,
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's good to be appreciated. Bless you, brother.
Thank you, man. You too.
All right, shalom.
All right, shalom.
Shalom. All right, we only have one more call. Let me see. One or two. I'll take a few, and then we have to break down. 409 area code. And what I'm going to do, Elder Lloyd, what I'm thinking about doing is the week leading up to the Passover, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir.
I'll be looking to get people to that water that's here on the East Coast and go out to the ponds or open up our pools that we have for the baptisms and just get in that all white and just take them to the water, man, and number.
Absolutely.
Getting
absolutely.
Our brothers
to
the kingdom ready leading up to the Passover. That's going to be a beautiful thing just to have us all just in that all white, just bringing souls to the Almighty that day. It's going to be a blessed week. We're looking to baptize all the way up into the Passover. So, all right.
Absolutely.
So, only have a few more calls. Let's see. I had some people making beats. We have another one, you know. It's a rough deal. It's the Adam and Eve vibration happening. Like, I told you not to eat that thing. And we had to get off that call. 267 area code.
Shalom.
How are you?
I'm good. So my name is Sister Mayam. I'm in the North Carolina body. And I had an experience with my family that my husband felt that I should share with you guys. Last Tuesday, I get a call from family stating that I had an uncle that passed away. And later on, my uncle, we knew he had an issue with diabetes. And then the next day, my father informed me that morning that he passed, he received the vaccine. So he was out, and he lived out in California.
So I take it that he voluntarily just went down there himself, and found out subsequent to that.
Yeah, so his whole family went that Tuesday morning. They were all vaccinated. And later on, he was hospitalized and died of what they said was septic shock.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let me ask, did you warn your family before all of this?
The main person I'm really close with is just more so like my immediate family is my father, my mother. I've been talking to my father numerous of times regarding, you know, the vaccine, just everything that's going on. And this kind of put him more so. He's saying that shot killed him. That shot, like, that's his take on it. So I already know he kind of, you know, that was confirmation for him. On just things that I've been telling him, the extended family, uncles and aunts, I don't really communicate with them too much, but I do plan on, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I'm actually planning on taking a trip up there, and I'll be speaking with a lot more of my family this weekend. So
I'm really sorry for your loss, and I just pray that the Most High receive him into paradise, into habitations, and I'm gonna tell you, but all in all, no one gets away.
No
one gets away. But right now, all throughout the earth, there is what they call the thinning of the herd, the sacrifice of the gods, and what they're doing through all this is having they're collecting souls. On a spiritual level, I'm breaking down what this really is. When it comes to wars, those are sacrificed to the gods. And even when this is how they think about it. Now, whether or not we believe in it, it's a whole other thing. But the more research I'm doing on the occult, the elite and all that, I mean, they find some level of satisfaction in one volunteering themselves over to their God. It's really an advanced Moloch sacrifice that they're using through psychology and this medical care type thing. But it really comes down to it's a social engineering sacrifices to God, to their gods, be it in war or when we volunteer our yield ourselves, our temples to them. So it's best to warn the people because it's about thinning the herd. Let me tell you, I was amongst some, I heard some Asian guys talking earlier, and they were talking about this stuff. They were Chinese guys. And one guy say, he says, he kept on saying, I'm like, what are you talking about? It's some bad, that's going to be some bad stuff there. That's some bad stuff. And they was talking about the jazz. And so it seemed like everyone else understand what this is and are warning the people close to them. But no one is in our communities are standing up to protect our families. So, and my ear be to the ground. If I'm in the market, wherever I am, I hear people talking, and every other nations are warning their families against this. At the same time as being pushed on the media, it's not enough black people. Not enough black people volunteering themselves. Black people aren't testing like they should. They're not taking enough flu shots. The blacks need to get in front of this. We need some black whisperers to come out, some satanic pied pipers to get these blacks to come out and take this thing. And the unfortunate thing about this is that there's many people that are passing. Many people. And the families... And we have in our communities, we have families out there who have no idea what's going on with the debt that's happening within our communities right now. I mean, look at Hank Aaron. So, again, sister, you have our condolences, okay?
Go out of order.
All right, bless you. Sorry to hear that. 754 area code, last call.
Shalom.
Shalom, you weren't on earlier, were you?
No, sir.
Okay. Talk to us. We're live. Your name
I just want the yes, Sister McKenzie from the Florida body. I just want to touch on about, you know, the businesses and us supporting each other because at this time it's getting so bad. And it's so imperative for us to not only just cleave onto the Most High, but really support each other, you know, because we know that we can't rely on them, you know. And if we just can, you know, buy from each other, get things from each other, and it's crazy because the moment that we start buying more things from each other and supporting each other's businesses, their whole system starts crumbling. I mean, it's already crumbling, but their whole system starts to crumble because they rely so much on us. And, you know, it would make a huge impact, you know, just on us, you know, just going to each other's restaurants or buying each other's products. And, you know, also to touch on the vaccine, I actually spoke to a patient today and he asked me, he said, because the urgent care that I work at, they were doing vaccines, and he said, well, are you guys still doing it? I said, no. He said, well, when will you be doing it again? I said, I'm not sure, so on and so forth. He said, well, I want to sign a consent form. I said, sir, I said, you do know that, you know, we're not doing it at all. Oh, I know, but when you do? Well, what's the consent form about? I said, well, the consent form pretty much says that, God forbid, if something happens to you, that they're not responsible. What do you mean if something happens to me? I said, you mean like side effects, right? I said, no, if you die. Well, what do you mean death? I said, sir, you didn't know people have died from the vaccine. oh, my gosh, I didn't know. And he's like, is that why they make you wait 15 minutes afterwards? I'm like, yes, that's why. He was like, well, are you going to get it? I said, no, you know, I'm not. He was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know if I want to come get the consent form anymore. I'm scared. I didn't know this thing was killing people. I mean, I knew people were getting fever and all these other things, but I didn't know people were dying. I said, yes. I said, have you watched the news? He was just, he was scared. And I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't know you didn't know. Allegedly, right. So he was just shocked, and he's like, I don't know if I want to do it anymore. And I'm like, well, I'm just letting you know. That's what's out. Do you still want to sign a consent form? And he says, oh, no, I don't know, after all of that. But that's just all I wanted to say.
Well, that's the clear reaction that comes with what you would call psychological torture. Once you force people in their home for a long period of time without being able to associate with others, right, that automatically throws off, you know, your cognizant understanding on things. And then the news is telling you one thing, and the next day it's another. It totally confuses you. And then when they obviously push you out in society, you're not sure about anything. You're just scared, erratic, don't know who to trust. And by default, the best thing to do as far as you're concerned is to get in front of it.
Right.
Let me get in front of it. Right. If I do this, it'll go away. That's what how they program people. I just want it over already. Let me just go get this and get it over, right? And you know what? You're really getting it over. You know what I mean? And that's what's going – hey. So the whole thing is, this is the result of what? Psychological trauma with people not knowing what to do. And my best advice to brothers, even to myself, and it served me right for all these years. When I don't know what to do, the best thing to do is nothing at all. Okay? The best, I'm going to place you on hold. When you're not sure on what to do, it's best to do nothing at all, because at least your current state hasn't changed. You're still healthy. You still have the mind to make a decision. That's a safe place until you know for sure what to do. Okay? And that's what I say. You know, personally, that's the devil's juice. I have nothing to do with any of that crap. I believe in the Most High. I believe in the Bible, and the healing power that comes through believing in Christ. My faith is in him, and my faith have never been in a system that have never done anything right or good for my people. So why should I trust it now? Right? Why? What have they done to earn my trust? Huh? And these are the questions you must ask before going out there after being psychologically traumatized for a whole year, not knowing up from down. This is not the right. You're not in the right mind frame to make a decision such as this. So if you don't know what to do, do nothing at all. Elder Lawyer, I'm going to let you and Elder Amar have the last word.
Well, sir, at this point, I think it's all been said. It's been put forward. We have to remember to stay vigilant, stay sober in this time. And remember, as you just stated, when you don't know what to do, the best thing to do is nothing at all. Don't let anyone put you in a position where right now you're perfectly fine and you are pushed into a position through fear to do something that's against your betterment. That advice right there is going to really come in handy in these last days. So. But with that, I yield. It's all been said.
Bless you. Anything you would like to say, Elder Amar?
And I'll just say excellent broadcast tonight, elders. Looking forward to the Academy this Sunday and Kwame Yasha'ala.
Kwame Yasha'ala, we're going to go out with, that's right, a slave's journey. Right? Man, they thought they was gonna keep the lion of Judah down forever. Oh no. The children of Israel, through the Spirit of Christ and the gospel given to Peter, and through his ministry, that's right, the children of Israel are back. Ha ha! That's right. You can't stop the God of Israel. With that, I'm going to let this thing go out with You Got It.